Like many public housing projects built during the 1930s and 40s, Wood Hill Homes in Cleveland is full of murals and sculptures. It is the legacy of a federal program that employed artists during the Great Depression. Well, today, some Wood Hill residents want to add to what's already there by creating new art that reflects who lives in the neighborhood now. Justin Glanville from WCPN Idea Stream explains.
In the late 1930s, the federal government was practically covering the country with public art. It spent $35 million alone, that's more than $500 million in today's money, on the Federal Art Project, one of the programs of the Works Progress Administration.
The Great Depression left millions of able and willing Americans bewildered and jobless.
The WPA employed the unemployed during the Great Depression to do all kinds of things, like constructing public buildings, bridges, and roads. There was also an arts component to the program, with the government paying about 10,000 artists to create hundreds of thousands of murals, paintings, and sculptures.
These reproductions of the American scene of today will make this one of the most fertile periods of our country's art.
A lot of WPA pieces show ordinary people in an extraordinary light. Factory workers silhouetted against towering smokestacks. Carpenters raising their hammers in a triumphant expression of the power of work. Wood Hill Homes is one of the earliest public housing developments in Cleveland and the nation. It was built in 1939, and 80 years later, it still feels frozen in that time. Brick apartment buildings and row houses angle up to a central playground. Laundry hangs from lines strung between metal poles because there's no laundromat on site. The art here, too, has been practically untouched since the 1930s. One panel on the outside of a building shows a woman hoisting a basket of fruit above her head. Another shows a stylized squirrel clinging to a treetop. And inside the community center gym, huge murals stretch across all four walls.
I think it's trying to depict an industrial part of that time period.
Wood Hill Homes resident Marilyn Burns has spent a lot of time looking at these pieces.
So we see factory workers, we see architects. I see that over there in the corner. I also see in the background apartment buildings.
Burns says one day she got to talking with some of her neighbors at Wood Hill.
And it was concerning the pieces that were in the gym. And people were concerned, well, yeah, that's okay, but what era was that? And we don't have people of color.
That didn't make sense, she says, in a neighborhood that's predominantly African American.
So we need to say from then to now, because it's become more diverse. And we want art depicting these times right now.
The fact that all or most of the people in the paintings are white has to do with Wood Hill's history. When it first opened, almost everyone who lived here was white. Now, all but 8 of the 916 residents are African American. Burns says residents don't want to replace or change the old art.
But to add to it, we want to see something that's representative of our community.
The question of how to do that, how to make a community's art look more like the people who live there, is one public housing estates across the country are confronting. A few years ago, a New York City councilman gave $500,000 to a program for youth at 5 different public housing developments to paint murals about their lives. And when a public housing neighborhood in San Antonio was redeveloped in 2016, the Housing Authority hired artists to create mosaics with poetry in both English and Spanish. Small art projects meant to honor residents have also turned up at estates in Denver, Louisville, and Seattle. At Wood Hill, the next step forward is a party funded by a small local grant. It happens on a bright Friday afternoon on the lawn in front of the community center. Music blares, hot dogs sizzle, and at the center of it all, people gather around a big rectangular blackboard laid out on the grass. Myra Simmons, who lives in the neighborhood nearby, dips her hand into a dish of neon green paint, then presses her palm to the board. Her handprint joins dozens of others in bright pinks and blues.
How did it feel?
I felt like I was a part of something.
When the board dries, it'll be installed as a mural inside the community center, just yards away from the old murals in the gym. Nina Silber, a history professor at Boston University, says adding these new stories to the original WPA art is completely in keeping with the original intent of the Federal Art Project.
The basic message was to kind of capture this sense of the strength, the wisdom of ordinary people who lived in a place.
For now, though, efforts to install new art at public housing projects like Woodhill Homes will likely remain community-driven and locally funded. The WPA ended in 1943, and today the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it doesn't fund art projects at public housing estates. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has called for eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities, two programs regarded as descendants of the Federal Art Project. For Here and Now, I'm Justin Glanville in Cleveland.